Today's Amud is Daf Chav Vav, and the days are starting from the Mishnah. Tamid Karev V'Tisha Ba'Asara Ba'Achad Asu B'Shneim Asu Le'Pachas Le'Yaser. The Tamid needs 9 people to bring it. Now we're not discussing the Sheikhin and the Zayrik here. Right? We're discussing to be makdir it. Right? There's 2 Avedis. There's Avedis Adam. We had a Sheikhin and a Zayrik. Right? You also had, let's just say, the Gemara never really mentions it, but you also had somebody that's doing the Hefshid and the Nituach, which it doesn't say clearly how they chose that person. Right? It doesn't say it. It could be that Taisus mentions it here at the Maskehudel Leiker Ablezim and Yankov, and he says it wasn't done Ali Day Pius. But what the system was, how was it done? It doesn't say clearly. Right? But there was a Sheikh and a Zerik, there was Hefshit, there was Nituach, there was a Mail, you know, there was salting it, there was, you know. But the Gemara, there was Haktara. Right? The Haktara was 2 stages. They brought the Evarim from the Shulchanes where they prepared them to be Makdir to the Mizbeach. 6 Kahanim. Right? We're saying 9 Kahanim, we'll see, because we're also counting the Seilas, Yayin, and Chavitim, right? So we're talking about the Akhtar. All these things were burnt on the Mizbeach, or the Yayin was poured into this bowl, right? So 9 Kahanim brought the Tamid, or 10, or 11, or 12, Lepachas Leyeser. Okay, it's an Atzmei Bites. Atzmei Bites means on a regular day, there were 9 Kahanim involved. And the Mishnah described it in the previous Mishnah on Daf Chafayim and Aleph. Right, Mimalei Varim Lekevish. So the Mishnah says, the Reish V'Regel, the Shtei Adayim, the Ukas V'Regel, the Shtei Defanes, the Chaz V'Geirim, the Shtei Defanes, and the Kirbayim, right? So the six parts of the what's it called? The Kevis was cut into 12 parts, right? You had the Reish, you had 2 Yadayim, 2 Reglayim, you had the Ukits, you had the Shtei Defanes, you had the Chaz and the Geir, right? Chaz and the Geir were separate. So it's cut into all these parts, and each Kayin took 2 of the 12 parts. I mean, except for the Kerbayim, I'm saying the Kerbayim was, you know, it was one, I'm saying, but they, right, it was cut into 10 parts, and the Kerbayim, and each Kayin took 2 of the 10 parts, so it was 6 different Kayinim that took it, right? And they had the Minchas Seilas, right, 3 Esreinim, sorry, 1 Esarin, Esarin Lekevis. They had the Yayin, 3 Lugan, right, V'yir Sehin, and you had the Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. They were all considered part of the Tadar HaTamid. So that was 9 that was mentioned. So okay, it said, Atzmei B'Teisha, B'Chag, Miyad Echad Tzleichah Shalmayim, Harikana Sarah. This was done every single morning of the year, Shabbos, weekdays, Yom Tovim, with the exception of Sukkot. Sukkot is one addition. On Sukkot is the din of Nisach HaMayim. So on Sukkot, there would be one Kayin bringing the wine. So that makes 10 Kahan. Bein Arbayim, in the afternoon, so that's Ba'achar Asa. Why is there 11? Hu Atzim B'Tishu, Shnayim B'Yadim Shnei Gzir Eitzim. We'll see in the Gemara. There was a din of Shnei Gzir Eitzim. What are Shnei Gzir Eitzim? 2 logs. There were 2 logs that were put onto the Mizbech. There were 2 logs that were put onto the Mizbech in the morning, and the 2 logs that were put onto the Mizbech in the afternoon. And the Gemara is going to say, in the morning, the 2 logs were put there with 1 Kayin, and the Gemara had said earlier that Kayin put the logs on, he was the one who won the Chumas Edeshin. So those logs were not put on together with the Tamid. There was a Kayin that did it. Which Kayin did it? The one that won the Chumas Edeshin. He also set up the Maracha, and he put on the Shnei Gizri Yetzim. Besides for the regular Maracha, there's 2 specific logs that are put on at the end. That's the din of Shnei Gizri Yetzim. You learn from the Pasuk, Beer Alea Kayin Eitzim, Babayka, Babayka. That you put it, you burn Eitzim, minimum of 2. There's a din, Shnei Gizri Yetzim, with 1 Kayin. Now, the Bein Arbayim, there's also a din of Shnei Gizri Eitzim, but there's a din, 2 different Kanim do it. And the Gemara is including that together with the Akhtar HaTamid. Because that was done, you see, the one in the morning was done even before the Shkita Satamid. The one in the afternoon was done together in conjunction with the Akhtar Satamid. So like we said, the Tamid, everything else was the same. You had all nine Kahanim there in the afternoon. You had the six ones for the Tamid, the Minchas Nesachim, the Yain, and the Chavitim were all brought in the afternoon, same as the morning. And there's extra, there's two Gizri Eitzim. Two Gizri Eitzim. So that's all together 11. 9 plus 2 is 11. So Atzma is B'teisha, and B'chag it's B'yud. Bein Arbayim it's Achad Aser. Atzma B'teisha, Shnayim B'yud, Shnei Gizri Eitzim. B'Shabbos also is B'achad Aser. B'Shabbos, even the morning is 11. Why? Because on Shabbos we're going to include in the Akhtaris Atamid every Shabbos two bezichim of lechem apanim. Right? We mentioned lechem apanim. You set up two piles of six lechems on the shulchan. They're set up every single Shabbos. Together they're set up with two bezichim levainim. There are two cups. In the cups there's levainim. And that's the lechem apanim. What's done with the lechem apanim? The lechem apanim have to be on the shulchan the entire week. The sadas lechem apanim lefanei shulchan tamid. That you have the sadas shulchan lechem apanim lefanei tamid. You have to put the lechem on the shulchan every week. B'yom Shabbos yachenu, and you take out the old lechem apanim, and they're given to the kanim to eat. But before they're eaten, the bezichei levayin that's on the shulchan have to be removed, brought to the Mizbeach, and be makter, the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So when were they makter it? The Mishnah here says that they were makter together with the Karban Tamid. When they were makter the Tamid, that's, and the Mincha Seilas, and the Nisach Hayayin, that's when they were makter. So that's called 11. It's 11 Kahanim, 9 Atzmai, and 2 Bezicha Levayna. So when did they do 10? Sukkos, every day Sukkos in the morning when they had extra water. When they do 11, two times. The Tamid Shel Ben Abayim was 11 because he had Shnei Gizri Eitzim. The Tamid Shel Shachar B'Shabbos was always 11 because he had Shnei B'Zichel Levayna, and they had two different Kahanim, each one bringing one Bazach. Or B'Shabbos Shebetech HaChag B'Yadech Hatzlech HaShomayim. Shabbos that's in Sukkos, so then you also had the Mayim. So that's the time was 12. That's 9, 10, 11, and 12. 9 was every day. 10 was a weekday or Yom Tov, you know, a non-Shabbos of Sukkos. 11 was two times. Every Shabbos, because of the Shnei B'Zichel Levayna and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim had the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And 12 was Shabbos B'chag, where you had the Shnei B'Zichel Levayna and the Mayim. Right? Like the Gemara points out, apparently they didn't do the Mayim in the afternoon one, because if they did the Mayim in the afternoon one with the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, that would be 13. You have 9, and then you have 2 Gizri Eitzim is 11. I mean, it's 12. And that's the time 13. It's 12, but it'll be another time of 12. The Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim on Sukkos. There it is. They only did the Nisach HaMayim in the morning, like we'll see. Amar Av Abba V'Teim Rav Bacham V'Teim Rav Yechon E Menaska Mayim B'Chagel B'Tamid Shel Shachar. The only time they did Nisach HaMayim is Tamid Shachar. Even though the Nisach HaYayin was done by all Tmidim, I mean all Karbanis, Nisach HaMayim is a special Nisach that's only on Sukkos. And that Nisach, right, minus Akabanim Aksas Safik, maybe that Nisach is done together with the Tamid twice a day. No, the Nisach was done specifically in the morning. Why? V'Mayim Niktani B'Shabbos Shepetech HaChang V'Erech Hatzlech HaShemayim, and that's with 12. If you're going to say that it was done by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, so then Nefisha Menasim. So B'chol Nam Yishkachas Lo. So you have 12 B'chag B'chol also by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There was 12, right? Because we said normally there's 9. On Shabbos is when there's 11, and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is always 11. And you add the water. They add the water on Shabbos is 12. You can add the water Ben Arbayim is also 12. So you see clearly that they weren't menasech on the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Amr Avashi Efanana Mitinina. For the menasech Amalei Hagbe Yadecha. Says the Mishnah in Sukkah that when the person did the Nisach HaMayim, they told him, pick up your hands. be very clear that you're doing the Nisa Chamayim properly. Pick up your hands. Why? One time, instead of doing the Nisa Chamayim into the bowl, he poured it onto his feet. You know, he poured it not in the bowl. He spilled it on the ground, onto his feet. Because he was a Tzeduki, and Tzedukim don't believe in Nisa Chamayim. So since he was a Tzeduki, he didn't believe in Nisa Chamayim, he poured it on his feet. So, and all the people stoned him with their esregim. So why did they have esregim? Because it was in the morning. Shema Amina. Right? So Rashi learns the obvious question. Okay, that particular incident happened to me in the morning. How do you know they didn't do it in the afternoon? Chashtik Upella. So Rashi says, because Lama Lamisni Vesregain. Why do they have to say Vesregain? Why did they have to say Vesregain if not to tell you that the Nisa Chamayim was B'shas Netilas Lulav? That's why they said Vesregain. So, right? Maybe it said Vesregain because that's what it was. It should have just said Vergmu Kalam. You know what I'm saying? So I thought, because the Gemara there was Mavur that the Mizbeach was Nifkam, and Rashi says because of the stones that they threw. So Rashi says they didn't only throw a Sregim, they threw stones also. I think Mepharshim say this. So why did it say a Sregim? To teach you halacha that the Nisa Chamayim is done only in the morning. Very interesting. That's the way the Mishnah taught you that the Nisa Chamayim is done in the morning. It said a Sregim because it wanted to tell you that they had a Sregim. And why would it say that, Esregim? To teach you that the Nisa Chamayim was done in the morning. You remember the Ritva says that wanted to teach, well, maybe it's teaching you another thing. Maybe Layim was done in the afternoon. It's teaching you that to tell you that. So you think it's a bazillion mitzvah to go and throw your Esreg that you're using for a mitzvah and use that to throw it at a person. Maybe you're not allowed to do it. It's a bazillion mitzvah. So he says, no, it's not a chiddush because the Tzeduki deserves the Chamein. Why do you have to throw Yisrael? It's interesting, Ritva. I'll go upon him. But that's what the Gemara says. That's his raya. Since it says they stoned him in the game, why did it say that for? Elamai, to teach you that it's only done in the day when they had the Yisrael, in the morning. Tanya. Ah. Now the Gemara goes into the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, right? The Mishnah was Mavur, then in the afternoon they did another two Kehanim, brought up the Talmud with the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rav Shimon Nechai Eimer, Minayin L'Talmud Shen Rehabayim Shetan Shnei Gizri Eitzim B'Shnei Kehanim. How do you know that the Talmud Shen Rehabayim needs Shnei Gizri Eitzim, and specifically with two Kehanim? Because in the morning one Kehanim did it. So how come in the afternoon two Kehanim did it? So there's a b'ris of Shimon Nechai that says, no, the Pasuk says you need two Kehanim. Shenemai? For Aruchu Eitzim, Aruchu is a Lashon Rabbim. So it has to be two Kehanim, that's Aruchu Eitzim. And Meina Inyin L'Tamim Shel Shachar. And you don't need it for Tamim Shachar. Pashas, the Pasuk means, in Tamim Shel Shachar, it says, Ve'eshom is Be'ach Tuga B'Leisich, Ve'ubi'ala Kain Eitzim B'Biker B'Biker. Right? It says, Be'ala Eitzim B'Biker B'Biker. So that's by the Talmud Shel Shachar. Oh, but V'aruchu Eitzim Ala Eish is earlier. That was in Tzav. V'aruchu Eitzim Ala Eish is in Vayikra. Stop. It says that V'nos Me'ayin Akayin Eishel Mizbeach V'aruchu Eitzim Ala Eish. When was that? Doesn't say. But you already know in the morning from Abiyah Akayin Eitzim Ala Eish. Okay? So Neila, that must be Talmud Shel Talmud Shel Ben Arabai. V'ayim Me'idi Vidi B'Talmud Shel Shachar. V'am Rechmana Avad Hachi V'adar Avad. Avid v'hadar avid. Maybe it's two dinim. There's a din you need eitzim or bi'akayin eitzim that we have there, and we also need eitzim here. But they're both betamid. Maybe they're both betamid shel shachar. And so the Gemara says, imkene mikro ubir ubir. So why does it say here v'arach and here ubir? Let it both say ubir. So Gemara says, ikasha chwan ubir aviminu b'chan in trei loy kamashon den evid chav and evid trei. Maybe the both betamid shel shachar. There's two dinim. There's ubir akayin eitzim, that one kayin has to do two eitzim, and then there's va'aruchu eitzim al eish, meaning two kayin have to do two eitzim. But maybe all of that is done by the betamid shel shachar. So Gemara says, Imkei neimakor ubir ubiru. If one pasuk says ubir akayin etzim, and the other pasuk says ubiru etzim, so you'll know it is two avaydas, one with one kayin doing one, and one with two kanim, one kayin doing both, and one with two kanim doing each one. Inami v'arach v'arachu. So my ubir v'arachu, shmai minah kirekamina. Because it changed the lashon, in one pasuk it says ubir akayin etzim abayka bayk. That's clearly in the morning, and one kayin is doing two woods. The other pasuk, if it would say ubiru, so you'd say in the morning, and there's another din. That two kanim have to bring two etzim also in the morning. Or if the first one said for arach and the other said for arachu, so you'll know they're both in the morning. But since the first pasuk said ubir akayin etzim abayka bayk, one kayin doing two, and the other one said for arachu two kahanim etzim two etzim, it's different lashon, so it must mean a different time. So we have the Tamid Shal Shachar, we have a beer, a kain, etzim, baik, baik, one kain doing two. For Aruchu has to be a different time because it's a different word, and it's two, and the Mela, by Tamid Shemin Abayim, you need two kain. That's the limit. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chia, pious, the winners of the pious, Pamim, sometimes is Yud Gimel winners. What are the Yud Gimel winners that we had? Let's talk about the pious Hasheni. The 13 kahanim that are zayich in the pious, mishaychem, mizayich, mimadashim, zayichem, pnimi, mimadashim, esamaneira, mimalei varim, lekevish, and there was said, there's nine, and the other four, it's 13 kahanim, that's pamim. And pamim yudalim, sometimes there are 14 people that win the pious, pamim tezvav, sometimes 15, pamim tezayin, and pamim tezayin, and sometimes 16. What are the times? 13 means every day 13 kind of win the pious. Fine. On Shabbos, on Chag, not on Shabbos, so they had to add another kain that's going to do the Nisa Chamayim. So they had 14 people b'chag. Every Chag, just like the Mishnah says b'chag, it was 10. So in the pious, instead of 13, they made 14 because they had to have another one for who's going to bring the water. Right? And the 15 was on Shabbos because there you needed a shnei bezichei levayna, so they had to have again. They had to add two bezichei levayna. It didn't mention the Mishnah because it was only on Shabbos. But the two bezichei levayna for the lechem apanim was also part of the bayis. So sometimes there were 15 people in the bayis every Shabbos. And pam dezayin, the Shabbos shebetayich hachag. At Shabbos shebetayich hachag, there were 16 people. So very simple. So Gemara says, with Tanya Yud Zayin, but there's a brayse that there was Sunday 17, so how do you have 17? If you have normally 13, and you can add on Shabbos two bezichei levayna, and you can add, right? And you can add on Sukkot two bezichei levayna, and on Sukkot mayim. And you can add on Shabbos and Sukkot two bezichei levayna and the mayim. So that's 16. Where's 17? Hahu d'loy k'rabazim and Yaakov elik Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi learns, it's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And what does that mean? It means that there's a 17th winner, the Malei Varim in the Kevish L'Mizbeach. Right? And like we said, Rashi L'Shitase holds that only one person brought the Varim in the Kevish L'Mizbeach. That's what Rashi holds. So the winner, so who is the, so somehow we're not counting the Keteris. We're not counting the Keteris. So altogether, and Rashi's gairis. So who do like of Rabbi Yaakov elik Rabbi Yehuda, but not that it's negayit Rabbi Yehuda that says that they didn't make a pious for the machta. That's not the point. The point is it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda happens not to like of Rabbi Yaakov. That's what the Gemara says, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that they didn't make a pious to bring up the Kavish of Zbeach, because then you're going to have one less pious, like the Gemara said on Daf Chavav and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't make a pious for the Machter. Blaz Miyakov has to hold they did make a pious for the Machter, because otherwise he's missing a pious. That's all it means. It means that if you're going to go Deloiker Blaz Miyakov, then there'll be 17. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that can't hold the Blaz Miyakov. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So what are the 17? Because we're including the fourth pious. The fourth pious is who's bringing the Evarim Mekevish to Mizbech, And that's a 17. And we don't, somehow we're not counting the Ketairis in this mix. I guess because the Ketairis wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. So we're discussing who's doing the Aveda, even though we are counting the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Disha Nemanera, maybe because that was brought outside into the Makam Hadeshin. But the point is like this. There are 13 people that win the second pious, and 14 if you include Nisach HaMayim B'chag, and 15 if you include Shabbos, the Shnei B'zich Levayna, and 16 if you do Shabbos B'chag. And 17 means if you include the people that the one Kayin that brings the Evarim in a Kevesh L'Mizbeach. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Now, the Rishayim were a little bothered because, first of all, the Girsa that all the Rishayim had, Rashi changed the Girsa. Rashi says, Hachi Garsinan, that means there was another Girsa, and he's changing it. But the Girsa that was there was a Hud Deloiker, Blessed Yaakov, Hud Deloiker, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi made it, Eloiker, Rabbi Yehuda. But that's a little bit schwer also. He said, why do you need Eloiker, Rabbi Yehuda? Just say Deloiker, Blessed Yaakov. Why do you have to say Eloiker, Rabbi Yehuda? The whole point is like Rav Blazim Yaakov, not like Rav Blazim Yaakov. So maybe you have one more kayin, bring the Evarim and a kevish to Mizbeach. Why do you have to mention? Why do you have to mention Elik Rav Yehuda? So he wanted the like Rav Yehuda. Why? And how would it stem? Because the 17. So what did it include again? So what was Taisa's chat again? The 17 included the Keteris and the Machta. And the Emalei Varim Mekevish L'Mizbeach. That's what Taisa says. So where's the 17? That the 17 for Keteris. The 17 was the daily time. That was the point of the 17. Not the 17 was not on Shabbos and Sukkot together with the Emalei Varim. The 17 was the daily one, and the 17 is going to include the Keteris and the Machta. That's the pshat in the 17. The 17 Kahanim were, the 13 Kahanim won the Pais, right? And you had, besides for the 13 Kahanim, you also had the one that won the Chumash Hadeshin, and the one that won the Keteris, and, right, so that's 13, that's 14. The Chumash Hadeshin is 14. The one that won the Keteris is 15. The one that won the Machta is 16. And the Blazim Yankov is 17. The one that was Malei Varim Mekevish Mizbeach. And that's the Leiker Blazim Yankov, the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no Machta. The Keteris guy won the Machta. According to Blazim Yankov, there's no Malei Varim Mekevish Mizbeach. The one who brought it to the Kevish brought it to the Kevish Mizbeach. But if you hold the Leiker Blazim Yankov and the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda, so every day there was altogether 17 winners, which is different than what Rabbi Chiya said before the 13. Altogether, every day, there were 17 winners. Why? Because the Chumash Hadeshin is one winner. The 13 winners of the second pious, that makes 14. The two winners of the Keteris and the Machta is 16. And the one winner of the fourth pious, which was one according to Taisus, like according to Rashi, that makes 17. So that's the 17. That's the Taisus. That's why the Loik Rabbi Yehuda that says that Machta is not a separate pious, or the Loik Rabbi Zim Yaakov that says that there's no pious of Evarim Lekevish L'Mizbech. That's the 17. The daily 17, that's Taisus chat. Now there's the third chat. Let's see if we can get this right from the Taisus Yishanim. There's a third pshat because the Taisa Shanim and the Ritva can't hold to this pshat because they hold that there were six winners of the fourth pious. If you hold there were six winners of the fourth pious, so then you're not going to have 17, you're going to have much more. Right? Taisa and Rashi both go, there was one winner to the fourth pious. That's why they can have 17. But the Taisa Shanim and the Ritva hold there were six winners of the fourth pious. So how are you going to have what's the pshat? The pshat is that the second pious had 13. Why? They're not going in the third and fourth pious. Oh, it's all the second pious. Rabbi Chiya was going in the second pious. Sometimes the second pious had 13, and on Sukkot it had 14. He had his water. On Shabbos it had 15 because you added the two bezichei levina, and on Shabbos Chag it had 16. But if you hold that there was a pious for the machta, so that pious for the machta, their learning was not done in the third pious together with the ketores. There was another pious for the machta in the second pious. So that would be the 17 in the second pious that you would have a pious for the machta. The ketores had a special pious because you need chadashim. The machta didn't need chadashim. So that's why they made the machta in the second pious. So the 17 was going along the way Rashi was learning. The 17 was on a special occasion. But the point was, it's the like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would have the 17. Now, why was it the like of Lezer ben Yankov? Because he made a machta a separate pious. He didn't make the machta the second pious. That's the pshat. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov had the machta as a second, as a fourth pious. Rabbi Yehuda did not have a pious or machta altogether. But what did the like Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov, the like Rabbi Yehuda do? They made the pious of the machta in the second pious. So that's why there'd be 17 kanim winning in the second pious if you include the machta. That's the third pshat in the Gemara. So again, what are the three pshatim in the Gemara with the 17? We have Rashi's pshat that the 17 means that you had 13 winners of the pious every day, and on Shabbos you had 15, and on Chag you had 14, and Shabbos Chag gets 16, and if you add the fourth pious, Mimal Avraham Lekevish, that's 17, on when it's specifically Shabbos and Chag. And Taisus holds, the pshat was, the 17 was all in the second pious, and that's why it's the Laker, Rabbi the Laker, Blazim and Yankov. I mean, not in the second pious, sorry, that 17 was all the piyasas together on an everyday occasion. Chumas Adeshin is 1, 13 in the second pious is 14, Tyrus and Machta in the third pious is 50, is 16, and then Malei Ram Mekevish is 17. And the Ritva and the Taisu Shanim hold that it's going specifically to the second pious, and the second pious included the Machta if you hold the Leikar Blazim Yankim and Leikar Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, we'll go it over in the Chazar Beis Hashem. So, like the Mishnah, try to copy the Mishnah now. Ayil Kariv Be'achad Asar. An ayil needs 11 kanim. Before was a keves. A keves was done with 9 kanim. Because 9 kanim, in other words, the actual keves was done with 6 kanim. When you put the reish in the regal, the ukitz in the regal, the shtei yadayim, the chaz in the geira, the shtei defanais, right, the kerbayim is 6 kanim. And then another one for the wine, another one for the flour, and another one for the chavitim. But ayil was karev ba'achad asa. Why? Habasa b'chamisha. The basa is with 5. The way, the same thing as the keves, an ayil also, 5 kahanim. You could have one kain carrying, even by an ayil, the reish in the regal, the ukitz in the regal, the shtei adayim, the shtei defanim, and the shtei, and the chazin geir. But kerbayim was 2. And the seilis was 2. And the yayin was 2. So, mishnayim shnayim. Each one of them was 2. Because there's more kerbayim. There's more seilis. There's 2 asrayinim for the ayil, right? There's more yayin. It's not shlisha sehin. It's reviyah sehin, right? Instead of 3 lugan, it's 4 lugan. So that 2 kahanim carrying the wine, 2 kahanim carrying the seilis, 2 kahanim carrying the kerbayim. So 5 for the basar, and then 6 for that, would make altogether 11. Now we're not counting the chavitim, because the chavitim were brought together with the tamid. An ayil is just the carbon that was brought. It could have been brought as a musaf, or as a private carbon, but presumably as a musaf, and then it was brought with nesachim, it wasn't necessarily brought with chavitim, but altogether the ayil needed 11 kahanim to be Isaac and Akhtar of the ayil, including the seilis and the ayin. And because the Evarim were done the same, but the Basar was the same, but the Kerbayim, the Seilis and Yayim was with 2 kanim apiece. Now a bull, Karev Esim Rabbah needed 24 kanim. Why? And the Gemara goes through the whole Cheshbon. A Reish for Regal was a Reish for Echa, a Regal for Shnayim. The Reish was with 1 kanim, the Regal was 2 kanim. Ha'ukis for regal, ha'ukis v'shnayim, regal v'shnayim. The ukis was two kanim and the regal was two kanim. Ha'chazav ha'geir was a chazav ha'echav ha'geir b'shloisha. I needed much, much more kanim for the par. Shtei adayim is v'shnayim, shtei defan is v'shnayim. Ha'kabayim v'asel zviyayim v'shloisha shloisha. So altogether is 24 kehanim. Instead of having the Reish and Regal with one Kain, the Reish and the Regal is with three Kahanim. The Reish and the Regal is two. The Ukitz and Regal is with four Kahanim. Ukitz was two and the Regal is two. The Chaz and the Geir was also four Kahanim. The Chaz won the Geir though with three. And the Shtei Adayim was with two Kahanim. Shtei Defias with two Kahanim. And the Kerbayim, Selis, and Yayim was with three Kahanim apiece. So altogether that makes 24. Bamed Varmur Mekubanis Sibur, Avil Karban Yachin, and Ratzel Hakriv Makriv. By Karban Yachid, you didn't have to split it up. Anyone could bring it. We'll discuss that later. Hefshetim and Etuchan Shle'el Ve'elu Shavim. The Hefshet and Etuch are both Shavim. We'll see that means that a Zari could do the Hefshet and Etuch.